On Easter Sunday, I held a real live lamb in my arms in church, and my heart was full of wonder, of tenderness, of something that felt like the miracle of new life, new birth. And I also felt very safe with the lamb in my arms because the shepherd was right close by me, Toby, his name was, and he had brought his lambs to church, and I'd done the risk assessment, thinking, oh, what do I need to think of with lambs in church? What could go wrong? But I totally trusted that all would be well with lambs in church because the shepherd was with them, and he would keep his lambs safe, and we would all be thrilled with what unfolded in that church, and it was amazing. And I am thoughtful, we are all thoughtful about Jesus, who called himself the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. The shepherd who knows his sheep by name, every single one of them, your name, known and precious to him. The ones that he's laid down his life for, that's you. And this shepherd of ours who protects and watches over us and keeps us close to his heart through our whole lives long, that's him. And the Bible is full of shepherd imagery all the way through from the beginning in the Old Testament. Just listen to some of these verses, see if you remember where you've read them or heard them before. In the Old Testament, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 79, verse 13, we are your people, the sheep of your flock. Psalm 100, verse 3, he made us and we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep he tends. And the New Testament, Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, he has pity on people because they are like sheep without a shepherd. And Luke chapter 12, his disciples are his flock. Matthew 26, when the shepherd is attacked, the sheep are scattered. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, he is the shepherd of the souls of men and women. And Luke chapter 15, verse 4, he is the shepherd who will risk his life to save the one straying lost sheep. Talking of lost sheep, here's one, a real one, that somehow fell off a cliff or wandered down a cliff in Scotland and ended up on the shoreline, far below where the rest of the flock were. The sheep, alone on the shoreline, was first spotted by someone in a kayak as they paddled by. That was in 2021. 2 years later, the sheep was still there and was seen again, and a campaign grew to get the sheep rescued from where it was and back to its flock. On the 3rd of November 2023, intrepid local farmers launched a daring rescue, a rescue that had not been risked before because it was too dangerous and it was hoped the sheep would find its way back by itself, but it couldn't and it didn't. And so this rescue was necessary. Two farmers stayed at the top of the cliff with a winch, and three farmers went down the cliff with ropes, 250 metres down. The sheep was found hiding in a cave, frightened, and she was gathered up by the farmers and she was winched to safety. She now lives, restored to well-being and with some new friends, in a farm in Dumfries called Dalscombe Farm Fun. She's there. If you ever happen to be in Dumfries, you could go and see her there. I am caught by this sheep. Actually, her name is Fiona. And she was dubbed the loneliest sheep in Britain in those months when she was on her own there, because sheep are not supposed to be alone. They're supposed to be with others. And that must have meant a lot of suffering for her. However, all is well. In our days, shepherding is not like it was back in the day of Jesus. You might see that a lot of sheep these days are on their own on the hills or in the fields, and the shepherd perhaps goes out once a day or once every few days on a quad bike and offers them food or just checks them over, but he leaves them again. And shepherds is mostly getting on with other jobs whilst the sheep look after themselves best they can. But back in the day of Jesus, it was not like that. Every flock of sheep had a shepherd with them at all times. And the shepherd would sleep out in the hills with the sheep. And he would tend to them. When the sheep wandered off, he would go and find them. When they fell, he would pick them up and carry them. When they were hurt, he would heal them. And that was his responsibility, all times, all places, right there with them on the hillside. And because he was right there with them on the hillside, they felt safe. And they trusted him. And they knew his voice. And they followed him and did well with him. That is the picture that Jesus wants us to have of him as the good shepherd of our souls, the one that's with us and never leaves us. And I wonder whether that Psalm 23 is one of the most precious to you as it is to many, many people. In fact, it's the most popular psalm of all of them. And the reason is because it takes us through all the seasons of our lives, from the green pastures to the dark valleys of death, to times when we need protection, to times when we can lie by the still waters and take sustenance. I wonder who the Good Shepherd is to you today and what you need from him today. Do you need to know his love? Do you need to be held close to his heart and feel the embrace? Maybe hear his heartbeat. Is that what you need? Do you need guidance? Do you need to know that he's up ahead of you and he will show you the way, even though you don't know where you'll be in a year from now or 2 years from now or five? Know that he's ahead and he's got you. Do you need rest? Do you need to be able to lie down safely and not worry? Sheep will not lie down and sleep unless they feel safe. And neither will they eat. They will not thrive unless they feel safe. Maybe that's what you need. Somebody here might. Do you need to know that he's protecting you? There may be threat in your life, in somebody's life that you know. And if you need to know that he's got his rod and his staff in hand and he's watching, and he will not let that person or you out of his sight. How good. Or might you need healing? And if you do, or if someone you know needs healing, then here, bring that person to the communion rail with you. Pray for them there. Or if you can come to Silso tonight and be anointed with oil for healing, do that. The Good Shepherd will be there too, as he is here now. He knows your name. He knows the name of your loved ones. And he doesn't confuse you with anyone else. We can look at a flock of sheep, can't we, and think, my goodness me, which is which? They all look alike. If they are different, I can't see it. But God knows each one and does not confuse anyone with anyone else. the story of our lives is deeply known to him. That is wonderful, and it is for us to take joy in today and to be sustained by. However, there's more. A challenge, if you're up for it. So it's Vocation Sunday today, and I looked back at the ordination service when I was ordained those years ago in 2006 as a deacon in the church. And I looked at the words that were said to me and to all the other ordinands by the bishop. And he said these words: "You are to search out the poor and the weak, the sick and the lonely, and those who are oppressed and powerless, reaching into the forgotten corners of the world that the love of God may be made visible." Wow. It's so beautiful. It catches me even to say the words right now. And here's the thing. This is for me, and I hope to live this out, but it is also for you all, for all of us. I believe in the priesthood of all believers, that vocation is for each of us to be living out. Let me read it again, and now you think of this as for you. You are to search out the poor and the weak, the sick and the lonely, those who are oppressed and powerless, reaching into the forgotten corners of the world that the love of God may be made visible. The role of each member of the faith community, the role of the church itself, to be a safe place for sheep, for people to come and find the one who will restore their souls and who will look after them and keep them safe. I'm back with Fiona the sheep now. So Fiona couldn't be rescued by one person. It took five of them, five guys who really worked so hard together to get Fiona back to safety. That's the thing with the church, with the faith community. We all need to work together to help people find their way back to the shepherd. And when Jesus says in this gospel passage that we've read, "I have other sheep, not of this fold," and he's expressing his longing for all to come home to him, I'm thinking that's all people of all faiths and of no faith, people that feel like God may have given up on them, people who feel like maybe God doesn't even exist. God believes in them and is calling them home. But we all have got a role to play in helping them find their way. I wonder if you can take that vocation upon yourself in some way today and think, that's me. Well, I wonder who the lost sheep are that I have contact with and how I could help them find their way to the shepherd. One day, not only separated Christians, but all of other faiths and none will be brought into the unity of one flock. The Good Shepherd is leading us all to a better pasture than we have ever known. Greener, more sustaining, full of more joy, more possibilities for going deeper into him than we have yet experienced. That all of us, however long we've been in the faith, or if we're just stepping into it right now, today, thinking, oh my goodness, that shepherd's calling me. He's calling me home. Let's pray. Reaching into the forgotten corners of the world that the love of God may be made visible. Jesus, Good Shepherd, will you show us how we can be part of that? Will you show us if it's us that needs to find our way back, that your arms are open and that you're waiting and that you've got a place for us and you've been waiting for us and you are utterly thrilled to be holding us today. Amen.